And we're ready for question 25 this week of the Baptist Confession or the Catechism. Last week I recapped multiple questions and answers from the Baptist Catechism that culminated in question 24, which was that Jesus is the only Redeemer of God's elect. Now for the next few weeks, the questions surround who Jesus was and what he accomplished. So question 25, how did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? And the answer, Christ the Son of God became man by taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary and born of her, yet without sin. This is one of the most basic questions about the Christian faith, isn't it? How did Jesus, the Son of God, become a man? We see in today's catechism answer two ways in which Jesus was like other men, an explanation of how that came to be, and one way in which Jesus is quite unique from all other men. I will say that while there are answers to this question, it also represents one of the great mysteries of the Christian faith. How could Jesus be both God and man, fully God and fully human at the same time? This is a great mystery that only God himself can fully comprehend, yet it is something that we must believe as part of saving faith. So the first way Jesus was like other men, he had a physical body. Hebrews 10:10 reads, "By this we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Staying in Hebrews, Hebrews 2:14 through 17 reads, "Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same," meaning put on flesh and blood, "that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. For assuredly he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like his brethren in all things," which means, which includes having bodily form, "so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." The second way he was like other men, he had a soul. In the Garden of Gethsemane, in Matthew 26:38, it reads, "Then he said to them, 'My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me.'" And then just a matter of hours later during the crucifixion, as recorded in Luke 23:44 through 47, "It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, because the sun was obscured, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' Having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, 'Certainly this man was innocent.'" So how did this come to be? How we know that Jesus was not always a man, so how did the Son of God become a man? Luke 1:26 through 35 reads, "Now in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end.' Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I am a virgin?' The angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.'" Further, in Galatians 4, verses 4 through 5, we read, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." And the final point in this answer was, how was Jesus unique from other men? And the answer, of course, is that he had no sin. Hebrews 4:14 through 15 reads, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. And finally, 2 Corinthians 5:21, one that most probably know by heart. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth that's there, for the teachings that we can find. And Lord, I thank you for the faith that you provide, so that when we come across a mystery, such as how can you be the lion and the lamb, how can you be fully God and fully man, that you provide the faith to help us understand that, believe it, and accept it. I thank you, Lord, that you did come and live that perfect life, that you were without sin, and were willing to be the sacrifice to pay for our sins. Amen.